This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. When right-to-work laws are in place, Democrats up and down the ballot do worse. In presidential elections, estimated that laws cost Democratic candidates 2 to 5 percentage points in right-to-work counties. Voter turnout also drops by approximately 2 points. Not trivial, especially considering Hillary Clinton lost Michigan and Wisconsin in 2016, two relatively recent right-to-work states, by less than 1 percentage point each. They find this in other levels of government. Democrats, for instance, are less likely to win state legislative seats after the passage of right-to-work laws. 11 countries are expected to sign a slimmed-down version of the Trans-Pacific Partnership as they try to counter Washington's new protectionism. The head of the U.S. Forest Service resigned under fire. The Agriculture Department investigation was announced immediately after reports of a broad culture of harassment and retaliation at the Forest Service. According to NewsHour, interviews with 34 women who have worked for the service revealed widespread misconduct, including several reports of rape. A new national online survey reported that 81% of women and 43% of men said they had experienced sexual harassment or assault over their lifetimes, higher than most other studies and polls have suggested. To commemorate International Women's Day, women's groups in Spain called for a women's strike, which was supported by labor unions. They called for women to spend no money and do no domestic chores and to work to rule at home, only doing what they're paid for. South Korea has announced that North Korea has invited President Trump to a nuclear summit as an effort to find a way to peace. The Secretary of Health and Human Services said doctors and hospitals should tell patients how much their care would cost before patients receive treatment. And if they do not do so voluntarily, he said the government may use its leverage to force them to disclose the information. Trump administration rejected Idaho's plan to allow the sale of stripped-down, low-cost health insurance that violates the Affordable Care Act. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.